In Guatemala, 36 years of fighting between leftist guerrillas and government troops may soon be over. Guatemalan authorities are inviting foreign leaders to the signing of a final peace accord next month in the capital. This would mark the end of the last and longest civil war in Central America. The fighting in Guatemala claimed more than 100,000 lives. Even though UN-backed peace negotiations are still underway, and hardliners within the country are criticizing the peace process, Guatemalans are convinced that peace is at hand. NPR's David Wellner visited Guatemala City and has this report.
Guatemala's peace talks have already produced a series of interim agreements on issues ranging from land reform to cutting back the size and the role of Guatemala's army. But deadlines for the signing of a final peace accord have repeatedly come and gone. So it was a big surprise when Guatemalan President Alvaro Arzu told a gathering of Latin American leaders in Chile earlier this month that there is now a definite date for signing an accord.
El día 29 de diciembre de este año, para lo cual están ustedes totalmente invitados.
In a ceremony broadcast on Guatemalan TV, President Arzu got a standing ovation as he announced the signing date will be December 29th. The conservative former business leader is widely recognized as having done more than any of his predecessors to hasten an end to a conflict that's left Guatemala an international pariah. Arzu got things rolling by taking the bold step of meeting with the rebel leaders in Mexico before taking office early this year. Then, ignoring the objections of hardliners, he named a former rebel as the government's top negotiator, thereby quickly raising the level of mutual trust in the peace talks. But even his supporters say Arzu's motives for attaining peace are hardly altruistic. Mario Roberto Paz, who was the architect of Arzu's campaign platform, says Guatemala stands to reap a financial windfall by ending the war.
The signing of peace will open investments from private investors from countries like the United States and Europe, and help from all the other countries that are friendly with us. I think that's definite.
European nations, and in particular the Nordic countries, have long championed the cause of the leftist guerrillas. But since the demise of the Cold War, those countries have been pressing the rebels to make peace. Earlier this year, a coalition grouping four rebel groups called the URNG announced its 1,500 troops would take no more offensive actions.
It's not necessary anymore.
That's Comandante Rolando Moran speaking by phone from Mexico City. He's the leader of one of the rebel factions and a top negotiator for the URNG. Moran says it makes sense right now to sign a peace agreement.
It is the continuation of a process, of a political process, because the struggle fight was also a political process. It is a logical continuation according to the international and national conditions.
Foreign diplomats involved in the peace process say the rebels have another reason to make peace as soon as possible. Mexico, which has long provided refuge for the rebel leaders, has reportedly told the guerrillas that their welcome is running out. Mexico now has two rebel insurgencies of its own, making it politically awkward to maintain solidarity with the URNG. The other big factor contributing to peace is that President Arzu has purged many anti-communist hardliners from Guatemala's army. Army spokesman Colonel Otto Nowak fought the guerrillas in the early 80s, but he says he has no hard feelings today.
Years ago, we have an ideological confrontation. Right now, we don't have it. The world has changed. Guatemala needs to change. That means we hope that the guerrillas group in Guatemala can be sure that they can come back and live without problems in our country.
Colonel Nowak readily acknowledges, however, that the peace process does not have unanimous support within the Army's ranks.
Because some of our members don't like the process. Some of them still prefer the same situation, but it's not the majority of the Army.
Those who oppose the peace process argue the army won the war against the guerrillas, but that the government squandered that victory at the negotiating table. Coffee plantation owner Gustavo Ansueto is the head of the most powerful federation of conservative farmers and ranchers in Guatemala. Ansueto says the government's biggest mistake was to hold talks with the rebels without first insisting that they lay down their weapons.
They win, Guatemala loses. Now, I would bet that in the States, You would not have the people that blew up the World Tower in New York nor Oklahoma. You would not sit down with them and work out law changes, and you would not sit down and work out constitutional changes.
A recent incident only strengthened Ansueto's conviction that the government is dealing with terrorists. A rebel commander was arrested in late October for his role in the kidnapping of a wealthy 86-year-old woman. The authorities let the rebel go in exchange for the woman's release. Critics say the abduction proves the rebels can't be trusted. Although the crime led to a 2-week suspension of the peace talks, nobody doubts that a final peace accord will be signed on December 29th. Both the Guatemalan government and the rebels have too much at stake for the deadline to slip any further. I'm David Wallner reporting.